Have you visited theambermayshow.com yet? I have all kinds of discounts to save you money. You can find a discount for eastbay.com when you use promo code AFAMBER1. That's A as in Adam, F as in Frank, AMBER1. And you can save 15% off any order of shoes or apparel. Save even more when you use promo code AFAMBER2. That's A as in Adam, F as in Frank, AMBER2. And you get 20% off $75 or more. If you need any sort of shoes, from athletic to casual, they have you covered. Remember, promo code AFAMBER1 for 15% off, or AFAMBER2 for 20% off $75 or more.
It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do it right. Amber May Show is here with topics you like out in the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot.
Thank you for joining me on the Amber May Show. I am continuing my discussion on what it's like to not be able to have kids. And, you know, we talked about Sarah and we talked to Chrissy Woods. And it's something that affects so many people. But when you're going through it, you don't realize it because most people around you have children. So we're going to talk to her today, Chrissy Wood, about her wonderful adoption of her son. And there's so much I want to get to on this episode, and it is a short show, so I hope we can get it all in. Hey, if you want to follow what's going on with the Amber May Show, hop on my newsletter. Go onto my website, ambermayshow.com. It's totally free. Sign up for my newsletter. I'd be so happy to put you in the loop of what's going on with the show today. Hey, if you want to partner with me, if you believe in what I'm doing and want to partner with me and want to see this program grow, go to my website, make a donation, and let this touch other people's lives. You can also mail in checks at P.O. Box 5162, Peoria, Arizona 85385. If you send in a check, make it payable to Amber May. So, Chrissy, thank you for joining us again on the show.
Thank you.
I mean, your story has not only helped me, but I know it's going to help so many other families around the world. And you're brave to come on the show. And thank you so much. When I asked you, I was nervous you were going to say no or back out because, you know, it can be hard to talk about this stuff. It can be hard to put your whole life out there. And the only reason why God puts things in our lives is so we can help other people get through those hard times. So thank you for being brave. And thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
We left off, you know, talking about how you feel about losing your one baby that you were going to adopt. You talked a little bit about the process of adopting. You were going to go to foster adopt. And so basically that means you're going to foster a kid until you can adopt them?
Correct. If they become available for adoption, okay, after you foster them for so long, there's never a guarantee.
That has to be hard, too, for foster parents. Can you imagine what that might be like to be raising a kid for so long, have them a part of your life? And, I mean, I guess on one hand, you're glad the parent is better and able to take their kid back. But on the same hand, you've put a lot of time, effort, and love into this child and then have to let him go. That has to be tough.
Yeah. And I had my reservations about it. But in the end, after going through all the classes with ASK, I realized that these kids just need a home. You know, whether or not that gives me a chance to love them for a month or 2 months or a year or a couple of years, at least I can show them, you know, a little piece of love and just show them what a loving family is.
Yeah, and so, also because you and your husband believe in Jesus, you guys can show them that there is something else out there,
right,
that it's not just this, that this is not just the end of the road. And I think that's really important too.
Definitely, definitely.
What'd you have to go through when you wanted to adopt your son?
Well, amazingly enough, you know, we were going through the foster adopt program, and so we didn't expect any kind of private adoption. So when Lois gave us a call saying that she knew that this gal was pregnant and lived in Kauai, Hawaii. I've always been hesitant, you know, when somebody would call me and say, oh, I know somebody. But at this point, I was like, oh, okay. And she said she was leaving for Kauai for a women's conference a couple of days prior, or after, I'm sorry, a couple of days later. And she asked me if I had anything that I could give her, pictures, anything to take with her to show her who we were. And I had just so happened to finish our birth mother profile. And it's a long, you know, maybe an 8-page book of pictures and letters. And there's a letter to the birth mother and everything. And I basically told her, I said, yeah, I have this birth mother book that I'd love to give you to take with you. So I did. And she took it. And so Lois called and said that she had read the birth mother book and she loved it. And she wanted us to call her. She wanted to be pursued. The birth mother did. So I was really excited because, wow, you know, and I had basically called her that night and we got on the phone and we started talking like we had known each other for years, like we were best friends, you know, from a long time ago. And I didn't even give my husband a chance to talk to her that night because I was just so excited to talk to her, and it didn't feel uncomfortable. It felt normal. It felt easy, you know, and it wasn't, I don't know, it was like the hand of God just saying, this is it. You know, and of course you don't know that while you're going through it, but it just felt good. Anyways, she wanted to hear our testimonies. And so we called her the next day and gave her our testimonies and how we became to know Christ.
So was she a Christian then?
She was a Christian. And what we didn't realize at the time is when she had become pregnant with Jake, she had decided that she wanted to abort. So she had decided that she wanted to abort the baby. It was a one night stand kind of thing, and not going into too much detail with that, but I mean, if you think about it, if she would have followed through, obviously he would not be here at this time.
I'm glad she didn't, because I've known women who have done that.
Yes.
And they have lived with this tremendous guilt most of their lives, even though that there is forgiveness in that. Mm-hmm. And not only that, but it damages the body inside, and
right,
it's just a hard thing to go through. So I am so happy for your sake and for hers that she decided to carry the baby.
Right. And what happened was, is the women's conference that Lois had gone to, the gal who was speaking about abortion, and she had just found out she was pregnant. Okay, so this was not the women's conference that she had just gone to, but prior there was another women's conference. And so it was basically the same group of ladies, and she had found out about, you know, this gal who she had basically heard this lady's testimony about abortion and decided not to abort. The birth mother has two children of her own. One small boy, he was 4 at the time, and then her daughter was 16. And driving down the road soon after this conference, her daughter had said, "Mom, why don't you just give the baby up for adoption?" And she was looking for the answer, and she knew that answer, and she was praying about that. But then when her daughter said that whole, "Why don't you give your baby up for adoption?" she realized that was the answer. She just couldn't afford another child, and she was recently divorced. Coming back to where Lois is involved, she, when we would talk to Dee, she basically ended on a Friday that we had spoken with her the last time, and she said, "Let's give it the weekend, pray about it, and I'll give you a call on Sunday night with my decision." That weekend was my father's retirement party from his work. And so it was nice that I had something to take my mind off of that whole situation, because I was busy and I was, you know, dealing with this party, and my sister was in town, and, you know, she's never in town. So that was amazing in itself. And anyway, so Sunday night came along and we called her, and she had basically told us that she had decided that she wanted us to adopt the baby. Now, what you don't realize is that my parents have a timeshare in Kauai, and we're leaving in a couple of weeks to go to Kauai. So that is where she lives. When my parents left for Kauai, obviously they met her before we met her. So that is just another piece of the wow factor in this whole story.
Yeah, I'd say so.
When we got a call from the birth mother about a week later, and she had said that her plug had come out, so-called plug. I don't really know the terminology, but that she could basically give birth any day. It could be now, or it could be at her due date, which was a month away. So, and this was in May.
So you were going there for a vacation, or going specifically to meet the mother, or?
We were going to go. We were planning on leaving a couple of weeks before the baby was due. But when she called us about 3 weeks early, when my parents were still there, we basically had to make the decision to go, because she wanted us to be there for the birth.
Right.
And we wanted to be there for the birth, of course. And so we had decided to leave that weekend. And so we did. We left that weekend. My parents ended up staying another week, hoping that the baby was going to be born. Unfortunately, they didn't need to go home. It was sad to see him leave, because I wanted them to stay for their grandson's birth. But anyways, it was amazing to stay on the island with her for 30 days, basically, and get to know her and to love her, and she became a part of our family, and she's an amazing, amazing woman, a woman of Christ, a woman who believes, and she never wavered her decision. She never questioned it, and we were so thankful for the time that we were able to have with her, because if we wouldn't have gone that early, we wouldn't have that much time, and it was so amazing, not only to be in Hawaii, but to be with her and to have that time. We literally spent like every waking moment with her. So it was fun to get to know her and everything. She wasn't due until June 22nd. And on June 19th, she had a doctor's appointment. And we went down there and she decided that she wanted to be induced for reasons of the ICPC, that it takes 10 days for it to go through. So she decided to go through with the induction, and we were there for everything. She went really fast, pushed a couple of times, and the baby was out. And I remember just standing there and looking at my son and just disbelief that all my hurt and all of our anxiety and everything that God had planned for us was in this few seconds of life, and he was sitting there and crying and beautiful and amazing. And I remember calling my mom going, he's here, and she couldn't understand a word I said because I was just so excited and amazed at what God's plan was. And you know, looking back on everything, and now that Jake is almost 6 years old and we're going to Kauai this summer for the first time since Jake was born. Actually, we went back after 3 months, but that was for the finalization. But this is the first time Jake's been back. And we're going to see her, and we're going to spend some time with her. But looking back on everything and realizing what God's plan was, it wasn't my plan. I had planned to get married. We got married young. We were married for 15 years before Jake was born. But I wanted to get married, have lots of kids, and this and that. And my dreams are not God's plan. But God knows your heart. He knows what you want. He knows your every single want, every single need. And Jake is living proof of that. We wanted to have a child. We wanted to have a baby, let alone, you know, not only have a child, we wanted to have a baby. And that was just a want that I wanted. And it was amazing to know that God knew that. And we obviously did not plan to have the baby because we went through the foster adopt program. But when you look back on it, God had an amazing plan in the beginning. Since the beginning of creation, this is what he wanted for us, and just proves that God's plan is an amazing plan. And if we trust in him and believe in what he has for us, then the outcome is going to be even more amazing than you can ever imagine.
You know, you told me a couple of days ago that sometimes God closes wombs so that you will adopt.
Yes.
Because the birth parents of that child wouldn't meet the needs of that child, where you would. And so there's times, that I think that's one reason why so many people get pregnant after they adopted, because if they had the babies before, their own babies, they probably would never have adopted.
Right.
And that baby needed you, because God destined that baby to be with you. It didn't come through your body, but God knew that that child needed you to be that parent.
Yeah.
And so we look at it selfish, like, God, why didn't you let me have babies? You're so mean, you're so this, you're so that. When he's trying to be loving to an innocent child who needs you to take care of them.
Yeah.
I just, when you said that to me, I was just, wow, a whole light bulb went off in my head. I was like, you're right. You're absolutely right. And you're living proof that this child needed you so much. A mom that was thinking of letting the child go through abortion, and God convinced her, no, I have parents that are just perfect for this. And you see you three together, and you're just so cute. You would never know it was an adopted kid.
Yeah, and that's the other blessing in the whole thing, is Jake looks like us.
Yeah,
he looks
he
like
does.
My husband, amazingly so.
He looks like you guys.
So when I tell people that he's adopted, they are floored.
I was too. I thought for sure you gave birth to him, because I'm like, he matches you guys perfect.
So
and
true.
You guys make great parents. You're very good at watching out for him, and you love him so much. And
thank you.
So I'm happy that you have this wonderful child that you wanted all your life, and you finally got him. And I'm glad that God brought us together and we could share these stories. So if you guys would like to reach out to me, you can email me on my website, ambermayshow.com. Remember, instead of thinking about number one, just yourself, think about number two, somebody else, because eventually number two will look out for you.